A small change from China could have big effects.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Bill Radke. China said over the weekend its currency is going to start rising in value against the dollar. China's central bank has been keeping the yuan cheap, but it is indicating that strict policy may be getting some flexibility. And here to tell us why this matters to you is Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman. Good morning, Mitchell.
Good morning, Bill.
So first, what do the Chinese mean by this new flexibility?
China is going to let the yuan fluctuate in a slightly wider band with foreign currencies. Ultimately, it could rise against the U.S. dollar by about 2 to 5% this year and in coming years.
And is this in response to the pressure we've heard about coming from the U.S.?
Well, yes, in part. But there's a big but. Chinese say that this won't be a big one-time appreciation to get the yuan more in line with the actual strength of the Chinese economy on the world stage. They say it may not even need to go up very much at all. And because the Chinese are sort of hedging and hawing like this, critics like New York Senator Charles Schumer say this is really no change at all in Chinese policy. He'll continue to try to pass legislation against China.
Still, if it rises a few percent a year against the dollar, that could make a big difference to American companies, right?
Well, sure, and Europeans as well, anyone that wants to export more to China. Chinese consumers will get more for their money when they buy everything from a Coke and a Big Mac to the Intel processor that's in their laptop. So winners could be companies like Cisco, KFC, Caterpillar, Apple, Motorola. Of course, there are also losers. Walmart, Target, they sell a lot of cheap clothes made in China, and those will get a little more expensive.
Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman, thank you.
You're welcome.
And just the prospect of a rising yuan is affecting Asian stocks. A stronger currency helps China's importers by making raw materials cheaper for them. Stocks in Hong Kong and Shanghai zoomed up 3% today. European shares are higher, and on Friday, the Dow added 16 points to close the week at 10,450. Today is the last day cigarette makers can market their products as light or mild or low. That's because of new rules by the Food and Drug Administration. But Marketplace's Jeremy Hobson tells us now that tobacco companies are adjusting to the new rules with a tactic that has some anti-smoking forces fuming.
That pack of Marlboros might not have the word light on it anymore, but it'll still be gold.
Color is used in advertising to convey information.
Paul Billings with the American Lung Association says consumers will associate the colors with the packs they used to buy, and they'll still think they're getting a safer cigarette.
The data shows that the public does believe that products that are marketed as light or low or mild were somehow safer or less harmful. We know that these products are not safer or less harmful.
I think it's clear that adult tobacco consumers are certainly aware of the risks associated with the product, no matter what the packaging designation is.
David Howard is a spokesman for R.J. Reynolds Tobacco Company. He says the colors will help consumers find the same flavor and filtration they're used to.
All the packs carry Surgeon General's warnings as mandated, and in the coming years, those warnings are going to be one half of both the front and back of the packaging.
Still, the FDA has asked the tobacco company Altria for all of its market research on consumer perceptions of color coding by July 30th. In New York, I'm Jeremy Hobson for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Novo Nordisk. Since 1923, innovative developer of diabetes treatments and delivery devices at novonordisk-us.com. And by Putnam Investments, seeking new ways to reduce the effects of market volatility for investors. This is Putnam Today.
The controversy over Arizona's tough new immigration law widens. We have told you about the backlash against Arizona business and tourism from inside the U.S. Now some Mexican consumers are also boycotting, as Marketplace's Jeff Tyler reports.
Before the controversy over this new law, the Tucson Mall was popular with Mexican tourists. Margie McCoy is a stylist with the hair salon Sheer Performance.
Hardly any Mexican nationals in the mall. It's affected us a lot.
How much is business down?
You're talking about a big percentage, maybe 30% or 40%.
In the parking lot, I spoke with Alejandra Padilla from the Mexican state of Sonora. Padilla and her mom came to Tucson to visit relatives. On such trips, the mall has always been a regular stop.
But we don't plan on coming anymore.
Arizona's new law gives police more authority to arrest undocumented immigrants. Proponents say the law does not single out any specific group, but Padilla thinks it will indiscriminately target all Hispanics.
If you seem dark, they're just going to stop you anyways. It's like racial profiling.
But many Mexican consumers don't have lots of shopping options back home. One woman gave only her first name, Lupita. She drove for 8 hours to shop here for 3 days. She says lots of Mexican families come to Arizona for biannual shopping sprees.
When families come here, they shop for summer or buy stuff for winter, all the necessities. Imagine how much each family spends here on clothes and supplies.
She plans to spend about $2,000. That kind of bulk shopping is common in Tucson and in the border city of Nogales. Olivia Ayensa Kramer is president of the Nogales Chamber of Commerce. She says Mexican consumers used to spend money all over town.
Walmart, Kmart, JCPenney, and then they go and see a doctor. They go to a restaurant. They go and spend money on gas. So all that, they create an employment for different sectors of commerce.
Kramer says the sharp decline in Mexican visitors hurts businesses and the city, since Nogales collects 60% of its sales tax from cross-border consumers. I'm Jeff Tyler for Marketplace.
And finally, at Saturday's baseball game between the host Florida Marlins and Tampa Bay Rays, the first 15,000 fans received noisemakers.
It's not a swarm of mosquitoes. It's not an attack of the super bees. It is the vuvuzelas they've given out.
The plastic horn may be the big buzz at the World Cup, but Florida's center fielder described the vuvuzela noise as, quote, awful, awful. I can't tell you how awful it was. And some are blaming the din for a miscommunication that may have cost Florida the game. Lesson learned. The next day's stadium giveaway was cloth towels. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Bill Radke.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.